This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Want to do something really politically incorrect today. Not that guns, at least from the liberal mindset, aren't always on the incorrect list. But a lady from the center city of Chicago, born, raised, and still lives in the south side of Chicago, which, if you're at all familiar with Chicago, is a place where can be a little rough from time to time. Rhonda Azell has gotten herself some publicity, even on the front page of one of the Chicago papers, and she's got this delightfully politically incorrect group called Chicago Guns Matter. Oh, the thought. Rhonda, thank you so much for bringing your calloused point of view to our discussion today.
Larry, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
I there's something about Chicago. It's so hostile to the Second Amendment. But I guess that's kind of what liberals do. But I've interviewed another one of your, well, he used to be one of your fellow citizens. Otis McDonald is no longer with us on this earth, but I definitely look forward to seeing him in the next life. Delightful Christian man who just kind of busted the chops of the anti-gun establishment. You'd never expect this guy that was just a courtly gentleman, really, and he had a backbone that I wish we could transpose into so many politicians so that they could have at least a little backbone.
Yes, he did, and may he rest in peace. Yes, he was a great man.
He really was, and it was a real privilege to have met him. And for those that are not necessarily familiar with the names, you might recall that after the Heller decision, which said guns can't be prohibited in Washington, D.C., it left more to do, but it was a major groundbreaking decision by the Supreme Court, decision written by the late Justice Antonin Scalia. They then went on to take a look at a complaint coming out of Chicago, and the complaint was headlined by this gentleman by the name of Otis McDonald. And
correct.
Golly, it prevailed. And they said, no, they have to issue, they have to permit guns, they have to issue even, I guess it was another lawsuit that finally said they had to issue concealed carry permits. And, Rhonda, I gather they're doing it, but it's sort of over their dead body. They double-dog dare you to get a permit in the city of Chicago, don't they?
Well, you know, yes, Otis McDonald, the McDonald versus Chicago case was the case that came about after the Heller case. Mr. McDonald sued for the right to have a gun in the home. And when that had taken place, it was the new ordinance that was placed upon the citizens of the city of Chicago. So, you know, here in the city of Chicago, we have some of the most strictest gun laws in the nation.
And maybe it's very tough. Yes.
It's very tough. The politicians don't want it here. They've been fighting against it for years and forever.
By the way, not for themselves, just for everybody else.
Just for the law-abiding citizens. You know, for some odd reason, they feel that they're more important than the rest of us. You know, they walk around with armed guard protecting their lives and their loved ones. But, you know, unfortunately for us, they want us to just be out here just naked and without anything. So, you know, fortunately for us, we have fought them litigation after litigation and have been successful. So,
what a struggle. You know, maybe what you ought to do, just so everybody has a completely clear understanding, when you say litigation after litigation, This has not come easily to the people of Chicago. As you say, the politicians don't want it. And with your tax money, they fight you tooth and nail every step of the way. Why don't you just kind of bring us up to speed on what that rear guard action has been all about?
Exactly. The city of Chicago fights us tooth and nail on any Second Amendment as far as the lawful individuals exercising their fundamental right to keep and bear arms. We had the Otis McDonald's case where Otis McDonald, the Lawsons, and Adam Orloff were plaintiffs against the city of Chicago to bring a gun into the home. And then as I was complying with that law, I found myself traveling outside of the city to do so. So I contacted my Second Amendment organization, which was the Illinois State Rifle Association, to share with them the things that I had went through. And next thing we know, we found ourselves saying, hey, this is not right. This is a violation. So Ezell versus Chicago was born. So you had the McDonald litigation. Then I came after Otis McDonald to sue for the right to bring a gun range to the city of Chicago. So that was Ezell versus Chicago, and that has taken forever. Almost.
Well, you just described the normal lifetime of a lawsuit. It's not easy when you have to do it through the courts instead of getting politicians to uphold their oath of office.
Right, and they're not going to do that here. So we know that we have to brace for at least a 5-year minimum.
Ugh.
If you get involved with litigation. You know, that's just saying the least. But, you know, it took my case was 7 years. 7 years, and we finally got a final judgment. Although there isn't a range here for law abiding, yet there are plenty of ranges here in the city of Chicago, of course. There are in municipal buildings, in schools, and things of that nature. But they're for the higher up of the police department. They can
They're not for mere citizens such as you.
Not, correct. They're not for people like myself or my neighbors or people that just want to go in and say, hey, I want to get some range time in. I want to go practice. I want to be efficient. You know, you can't just get up and I'm going to the range today in the city of Chicago. It's not happening. It's not available for us. So we fight them litigation after litigation. That's what I mean by that statement is we have to file a lawsuit for each and everything that we want to become law. Instead of them respecting the Constitution, when they get hired for these jobs and take these positions and they swear take an oath to uphold the United States Constitution, they do a different thing when they get down in Springfield. So as we know it to be, the politicians here in the city of Chicago, as well as the ones down in Springfield, you know, they all do a 360. They do something different. They didn't want concealed carry. They wanted to carve it out. I mean, how do you say, yes, we'll accept concealed carry for the state of Illinois, but we want a deal for you to carve out Cook County and the city of Chicago. That's total discrimination. Total discrimination, and it's sad.
So it's okay for those that are protecting Mayor Emanuel to get some range time at a range that your tax money built and maintains. But for you to want to come in, even, say, at an inconvenient time, after nobody else from the city government might be using it, sorry, lady, this ain't for you.
It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. It's not available. It's frowned upon, to be honest. It's not even spoken about. You're not going to hear any word come out, any official mouth about a gun range available for anyone.
So
you don't stand a chance. That's enough.
No, it's and this is a problem that goes back a long way that I've found out over the years as I've dealt with firearms issues. Imagine decades ago, before there was this establishment fetish against guns, the District of Columbia had schools in which there were shooting ranges in the basement. And there was a junior ROTC practice and other uses of these ranges. But today, it probably takes Sherlock Holmes to find out which schools those ranges might still be locked up in, but nobody's allowed to use them, as far as we can tell. My mind. Vonda Ezell, E-Z-E-L-L, is my guest, and we're talking about Chicago Guns Matter.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Guest today is Vonda Ezell, and she has gotten a group going called Chicago Guns Matter, chicagogunsmatter.org on the web. And it was founded, Vonda, I don't suspect that you were brought up as some folks that I know, going with daddy rabbit hunting or something of the sort when you were knee-high to a grasshopper. my guess is that your introduction to guns as a gun owner and someone who wants to use a range occurred a little bit later in life.
Exactly. There was none of the going out with dad shooting or anything like that. It came later in life. It came later in life as I became an adult. And I got interested in firearms, so I got a FOID card. Whenever I was old enough to get a FOID card, I got my first FOID card.
Which is the Firearms Owner Identification Card required by the state of Illinois. They'll never use that list to ban guns, of course.
Correct. Exactly. So, you know, it wasn't a gun thing in the home growing up when I was a child. It was an interest that I picked up later in life as I gotten older, and I said, I want to protect myself.
Time,
you know, even back then, 30 years ago, you could get a FOID card, but it was still against the law to have a gun in the home. Because remember, we only just got that in 2010 with the McDonald's case. So 30 years ago.
And that's in the home, folks. That's not necessarily at all so that somebody like Rhonda can put that thing in her purse or wherever she wants and go out of the house with it.
Exactly. So we're talking 30 years ago. I'm old enough to get a FOID card. I fill out on my FOID card. And it's a catch-22. You can get the FOID card, but you can't have the gun in the house. But what do you do when you live on the south side of Chicago? It's tough. It's rough. This is not new. The crime here is new.
You know, Rhonda, let me just interject. Even if you or one of those people that I think are doing very well to work from home on their computer, until recently, I guess Amazon does deliver groceries, but most of us have to leave the house once in a while to get something. And maybe we want to go to church or we want to go some other place to school or whatever, and we got to leave the house. And yeah. The house may be our fortress, but what are we supposed to do out on the street? Oh, I forgot. Mayor Emanuel doesn't need to worry about that.
You are correct. And even with today's computer and delivery, people still have to go outside. And the fact that...
And pity the poor delivery man that, of course, is outside all the time. What is he, just chopped liver?
Of course he is. He'll be a statistic, just like any other person here in the city of Chicago for years prior, and hopefully we can get this changed. But that is exactly the point. We have not been able to protect ourselves for a very long time here. This just came about. It's new. But those previous years, people were just, you would be a victim. And it's easy to victimize people that can't protect themselves. But, you know, the politicians, they're protected. They have the guys walking around protecting them with their guns wherever they speak or wherever they drive, where they are. Them and their loved ones are protected. The citizens here didn't stand a chance. I guess, I don't know, put a hammer in your pocket, take a baseball bat outside, whatever you had to do back in the day. We were the last one in the union to get concealed carry. So it's new, it's still fresh, and, you know, and people are trying to figure it out.
And you know, Rhonda, I'm going to repeat something. I've been good friends with a Second Amendment advocate in Chicago, and he's been active. He's had me on his show on this network, in fact. And I mentioned to him that shortly after a court order required issuing concealed carry permits, an Uber driver was one of the first to actually wrest it from the hands of the authorities. And so he's driving along with this Uber, looking for business, I guess, and he sees this guy start to shoot into a group of people. So he gets out of his car, and he bears down, and I forget whether he shot the assailant or whether it was enough just to see another gun pointing at him. But in any case, he stopped arguably what was going to be a mass murder, maybe a gangland-type thing, but a mass murder.
I do remember that incident here.
Well, you remember it.
But I don't know the details.
And my friend never even heard of it, and he lives in Chicago, too. Now, that says something not about him. I wouldn't argue that for a minute, or right. anybody else. It says something about the media that's in cahoots with the
exactly
anti-gun elites that are ruling places like Chicago.
Exactly. That is the exact thing that we're trying to change. The fact that people aren't aware that this exists is the reason that Chicago Guns Matter was born, because we wanted to reach the black community, the urban community, all of these minority communities that are not aware that concealed carry is law here in the city of Chicago. We wanted to put faces to the cases so that we can identify the individuals who have fought for their rights, let them know the cases that each individual has fought, what they mean, what they stand for, teach these people and educate them about getting involved in exercising their fundamental constitutional rights. Anything that they need to know, it will be available on Chicago Guns Matter's website. That is the purpose of Chicago Guns Matter, to bring faces to the cases so that they can see it. People like us, regular everyday people, your neighbor, your next door neighbor, the person that worked at the corner store, the person at the gas station, you know, we're not big name celebrities. I'm a regular person on the south side of Chicago. I wake up to gunfire and sirens and I go to bed for them. It's nothing new.
You know, so, for a time when I was a student in Washington, D.C., I had an apartment in an area that was, it wasn't in literally the center of the city, but it wasn't in the high rent area, let's put it that way. And I remember one hot summer night, tells you how old it is, my building was such that I had the window open because it was bloody hot. And I'm lying there in bed trying to go to sleep, having been awake for quite a while studying. It was O Dark 30. And all of a sudden, I hear in the alley, "Stop or I'll shoot!" Now, this wasn't a cop.
Wow.
And then I heard bang right outside my window, and another shot. That was life in the city. And actually, I think that would have been... That would have been after the ban on guns, and I was able to observe way back then, gee, how's that ban working out?
You know, it's funny you say that. I mean, I experienced that very same situation just 3 years ago, right after concealed carry passed. I'm sitting in the living room.
And, you know, even if they're not shooting at you, these dudes don't necessarily do a lot of target practice. You never know what they're going to hit. Safest place might be right in front of them, but really you don't know. Talking to Rhonda Azell, you can get her at Rhonda Azell, RhondaEzell, and it's ChicagoGunsMatter.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today about guns in Chicago. Rhonda Hazell has set up a group called Chicago Guns Matter, and you could find them at chicagogunsmatter.org on the web. This is serious stuff, because Chicago is the city with probably the highest per capita violent crime rate in the country, and it's not surprising, and scholars that crunch numbers with their statistical procedures that make my eyes roll to the back of my head to understand how they work, but they can show you that in fact per capita there's more violent crime in Chicago, even though it's probably got certainly any large city, and I suspect almost any jurisdiction, got more gun control and more hostility to an armed citizen than any other jurisdiction in the country. And in August of this year, of 2017, for those listening sometime in the future, we've already had well over 400 murders, well over 2,500 yeah. people shot, and probably double, triple that, gun attempts at wounding or killing. So Chicago, with all its hostility to an armed citizen, is arguably the most violent place you can live in our country.
Pretty much. It's a very violent place. You know, the statistics show that this is nothing new. And here's some numbers. Let me throw these out at you. In 2014, shot and wounded, we had over 2,000 people shot and wounded with a total of 460 homicides. 2015, even higher. Almost 3,000 people, and we had a total of 501 homicides. Last year alone, we had over nearly 4,000 people shot and wounded and had a total of 795 homicides. And to date, we have already surpassed the numbers of last year. So we're probably definitely going to surpass the total homicide rate from last year as well. So I don't understand why they don't want us to protect ourselves, have a gun range here, so the law-abiding citizens don't become a victim or part of this statistic that we see on a daily basis. And it's unfortunate that they want to keep us quiet. We don't get the media attention. They don't want to interview us. They don't give us any positive press. We don't get out to explain to the people who we are and what we stand for. We try to educate them on how to go about exercising their rights. But they will promote all of the negative so that they can scare these people and tell them there's too many guns on the street. We got to take away these guns, and guns are bad, and guns this and guns that. And they know better. But media manipulation is what they're doing. They've been doing it a long time, and it has to stop. It has to stop.
My guess is that these TV, radio, well, certainly the TV stations, because they kind of got a big cash flow, stations in Chicago, and particularly if they are located within the municipal jurisdiction of Chicago, they got more than one armed guard there for the folks that work there.
Of course.
And they may have a gated community type of parking lot where without the proper electronic badge, you don't even get into park at that place. Because I, even here in Washington, I've been to stations like that. If they're not in the downtown area where you, maybe you take a taxi and you just walk into the high rise. But if they've got, there's a station in the northern edge of the city toward the suburbs, and it looks like, oh, I don't know, maybe Beirut or Kabul.
Well, you, so,
that's
you
know. Don't watch what we say, or listen to what we say. You better watch what we do.
Everything. Anything you say, anything you do, any social media contact, outlet, or anything, they're on it. But, you know, it's shameful how they want to continue to try to impose more gun control on the lawful. You know, they have these radio stations as you speak, but what they will do is they'll post these little bitty signs in every building just so that they can technically keep you out. Concealed carry is here now, but we still want to force you to limit the space where you can enjoy exercising your constitutional rights. So they plaster all these little sticky notes in there, no carry, they're gun-free zones. They're known as gun-free zones. But we know that they are killing zones. Because if you have a gun-free zone and no one in there can protect themselves, it does nothing to stop the criminal. That's his job. Oh, my God, there's a gun-free zone. I'm going to go in here and I'm going to rob everybody. No one can stop me. If I
Rhonda,
feel like it, I'll kill them.
I pointed this out before, and I think it's worth mentioning because you've really hit on it. There's two principal ways of thinking as I see it. One is the way you and I are trying to sort through this issue, and we start with a certain premise like self-defense is good, and then we go on to extend that notion to probably we ought to do something about self-defense, since it is a good thing. Oh, maybe I should be able to protect myself. Oh, okay, then I will get a gun, and I'll use that at least while I'm waiting for the police if I manage to call 911 in time. That's one way of thinking. That's linear logic. May make a mistake, and then if we're honest, we try to correct the mistake and kind of keep things consistent with the facts. The other way of thinking is to say, make the point that all but four of our mass murders since 1950, according to Dr. John Locke, have occurred in gun-free zones, the very thing you just complained about, rightly. And when you make that point to a gun control advocate who just doesn't like self-defense, I have actually had more than one tell me, well, I hear what you're saying, but I just don't feel safe knowing that somebody might have a gun in the same place where I am. So their feelings versus what you can show logically and historically, you know, make yourself vulnerable, and dirtbags are going to take advantage of it.
Right.
That bounces off their feelings, and it doesn't stick. And so they think that way, and you and I are trying to get to a solution the other way. And so far, Rhonda, I haven't figured out how we can get these folks to see what they're doing.
Well, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They say it, but here's the deal. Regardless to what they say, when they take their family and loved ones to another state on a family vacation, remember, Illinois was the last state in the union to get concealed carry. So the years prior, every time that they vacated anywhere outside of the state of Illinois, they were sitting in a restaurant with someone that had concealed carry. They were probably dining out at the movie theater or wherever they vacated with their family because other states had concealed carry already.
That's a great observation.
The notion for you to say you don't feel safe knowing that someone has a gun, okay, how safe do you think I feel sitting in a restaurant with you with a sign on the window knowing that if the bad guy came in, you and I both, 9 times out of 10, are probably going to be killed because none of us in this place can stop them. So now the logistics of what they think to what they know, that's just a political rant.
Yes, it is.
They can miss me with it because it's all BS.
Well, it's the way I see it, that is the way the debate has come down. And it's feelings versus facts, and feelings, I think, are beginning to give way. That's why we've seen now upwards of 15 states with constitutional carry, where you don't need a bureaucrat's permission to carry a concealed firearm. You know, can you imagine who would be most horrified if Chicago had such a law? The criminals, because they're carrying without permits right now. The thought that you and other decent people in Chicago might also be carrying without a permit, that's a frightening thought for the criminals.
They wouldn't know who
music's playing. This segment's coming to an end. We got one more, folks, talking to Rhonda Ezell. ChicagoGunsMatter.org, and they matter especially to the good guys because the bad guys already got them.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Rhonda Ezell. You can find out about what she's doing at ChicagoGunsMatter.org. And she's the anti-gun politician's worst nightmare. Certainly people like the mayor of Chicago wish people like Rhonda Ezell would go away, because they are people who actually live in the higher crime areas of our country, and they know what the facts of life are like. You know, Rhonda, I interviewed some time ago a lady by the name of Shanine Allen, and you may have run across her name. She grew up and lived in south side of Philadelphia, very similar to the south side of Chicago, for all of the same reasons. And Shanine was able to take advantage of a rather better Pennsylvania law that enabled her to get a concealed carry permit. Alas, she was of the happy notion, however mistaken, that that permit was good in New Jersey, where nothing that is worth anything is much any good in New Jersey, because the politicians really hate free-thinking, free-acting citizens who, in this case, might defend themselves. And so she ended up in jail because she had possessed, hadn't even used, just was carrying a gun through New Jersey. And best we can figure, a cop with nothing better to do at 0:30 in the morning, she was on her way to a job interview in Atlantic City, crossing the state from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to Atlantic City, New Jersey. He probably ran her plate and found, she's got a concealed carry permit over in Philly.
I think
I'll pull her over. Not because she was speeding. No, she knew that that's not a good idea in New Jersey under any circumstance, and certainly not at that time of day or night. And he found that she had a gun, and that's when she ended up in jail. I'll bet there are people that have been involved in violent crime in your neck of the woods, Rhonda, that haven't spent 40 days in jail.
People in my neck of the woods go to jail and are right back on the street. That's the problem here. Repeat gun offenders. You have people that have committed a crime, and they've probably been in the system or probably 3 to 4 times, maybe 5 times felon, and they're back on the street. The judicial system here are not prosecuting these guys for these crimes. But yet, they want to point the finger at the lawful. So I'm quite sure, not that I know any of the people, but definitely people commit crimes every day. But yet they're still walking around on the streets of Chicago. That's why we have the high crime rate that we have. These aren't lawful individuals, concealed carry holders that are out here doing all this shooting and killing in the city of Chicago. We know it. The politicians know it. But if they can mislead the American people or the people of the city of Chicago and force feed them this false information into believing that too many guns on the streets is the problem and blame the gun instead of blaming the individual for their actions, you know, instead of blaming the criminals for the crimes that they're committing and stop blaming the tool, then it'll be a better understanding. But they don't want that. They want to continue to mislead so people don't understand what's going on, so they don't get involved.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, the criminals are going to continue to shoot, kill. They're going to continue to be violent. This city is going to continue to be in the state that it's in. It's nothing is going to change until they start prosecuting. And the thing with them prosecuting is they got this, I don't want to put people in jail. Why not? They're committing the crime. Let them do the time.
It's just especially a violent crime, for goodness sakes. That if there ever was a justification for putting people in jail, that would be it. To put Shanine Allen in jail, a single mom, two kids, who was
insane.
Guilty of driving early in the morning, that is insane, and that's a nice way to put it. I think it's, in and of itself, it's criminal, it's evil, and
it
took a major effort on the part of gun groups in New Jersey and from around the country to put enough heat on the politicians of New Jersey to get her out of jail. There's probably other people that didn't manage to get the kind of publicity that she did that
right,
are just
right.
stuck.
You
and
know, and I'm glad that Governor Christie pardoned her for that.
You bet.
You know, because it didn't have to happen. And here in Chicago, it will happen if we have to go through all the each and every municipality's laws just to travel through, and that's something we have to do. You have to know every municipality in the state of Illinois when you're driving through with your concealed carry license, and that's impossible. It's impossible.
You've just
so
pointed to
something needs to be done about yeah. that. We need the national reciprocity, and
yep.
these municipalities don't need to be making their own rules and regulations because no individual, not even law enforcement, they don't even know the laws for each other jurisdiction when they drive their car across those lines. But they expect us as the citizens to be able to do so.
Now, when I've talked to Shanine on a number of occasions. We've had her down to Washington. She's testified before Congress. She's a very effective presenter, I must say. And so she reports that when this first happened to her, she reached out to the most likely groups, you would think. She called the NAACP repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
They never answered her request for help. They
really?
Were not interested. And so she eventually found that the only people that were interested in her, and many of them unsolicited, they just heard about it and thought, this stinks, this is an outrage.
Right.
What's this single woman doing in jail when she's got kids at home and she hadn't done diddly to break the law, really? Certainly
mm-hmm.
wasn't a problem to anybody. She ended up, she tells me this herself. She was a kind of a default liberal. That's what everybody was where she was growing up, went to school. And then
okay.
when the only people that would help were the conservative organizations and the pro-Second Amendment organizations, such as Gun Owners of America.
Okay.
Well, now you talk to Shanine Allen, you're talking to John Wayne. You're talking to
right.
a dyed-in-the-wool conservative. And she's come to these convictions out of hard knocks. And I don't know.
Of course.
I don't know whether they beat on you that hard, but maybe you
well,
can relate to her.
I can relate to her story easily because none of us, I have not grown up to be in the gun world. it came by default. When you live in a city, you live in any city, and there's violence, and it hits home. If the violence reaches your doorstep, now you're faced with, I'm going to protect myself. And that's where I joined an organization, which was the Illinois State Rifle Association. I'm a lifetime member. I'm also a lifetime member of the NRA as well. So you do that just out of the fact that I did say, okay, I own a gun. Let me just join something in case something happens. You don't know what's going to happen down the line, but you need to join that organization to get some education out of what you're doing. And all of us, we probably got involved in this with an incident. So I had a burglary attempt, and the concealed carry, the law came with the McDonald case, and I was complying with that. And once I reached out to my organization, and then I got involved because we found out that while I was trying to comply with an ordinance, my rights was violated at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't initially in the gun world or in the gun industry, but I am now.
Well,
you know, but I don't classify myself or put myself in one box. I'm me. I'm Rhonda Ezell. I'm going to speak what I want to speak. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm outspoken. We're doing Chicago Guns Matter. I'm not in a box. I'm not profiled to be anything other than educating the minority groups and trying to get them involved in exercising their rights. But, you know, it comes with the territory.
Well, I think you've done an excellent job in responding to this challenge. And the politicians, you're probably many politicians, Republican and Democrat alike, worst nightmare. And you just put it the way they really don't like it. You think for yourself. And that's not the way you're supposed to think. You're supposed to think what they tell you to think.
I'm
don't you get it?
To believe everything that they want me to believe, but
absolutely,
unfortunately, that's not going to happen. And we still have more litigation to come. We have to get mass transit here in the city of Chicago, as well as gun-free zone.
Go
now,
for it.
We're going to be fighting hard, and we're going to make sure we make these
stay on
happen.
The line. We're running out of time now, but stay on the line for just a sec. I want to pursue that. We have been talking with Rhonda Ezell, ChicagoGunsMatter.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.